Pump up the volume on your parenting with Parent Pump Radio. Tune into something different that makes a difference. At Parent Pump Radio, instead of a ripple, we choose to create a splash. Get energized, get inspired, and get informed with how to parent in the new millennium with your host and parent coach super guide, Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen.
Hi, this is Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen. We're here to pump up your parenting skills, pump up your knowledge, and pump up your energy. Welcome to Parent Pump Radio. Parent Pump Radio is brought to you by Integrative Minds. Become the leader you were meant to be. Leave a multi-generational legacy in wealth, health, and happiness for your family and loved ones. Go to integrativeminds.com and schedule your complimentary consultation. So today we're going to talk about digestive health and wellness. I think everybody needs to understand what this means and what we need to do. Right now, there's a lot of people that are allergic to food and very sensitive to food. So I didn't know what the difference was between food allergy and food sensitivity. And I just learned because of the show. So the difference is the body's response. Food allergies involves your immune system. So your immune system identifies a protein in what you're eating as an invader. So it reacts by producing antibodies to fight it. An allergy can actually be fatal and deadly. Now, food sensitivity or intolerant is a digestive related problem, and it can include things like gas and bloating, diarrhea, constipation, cramping, nausea. It's basically your body being unable to break the food down. And of course, food sensitivity and intolerance are much more prevalent and more common than food allergy. Our guest today specializes in transforming digestive health and wellness by aligning who you are with how you feel in your body. She's the founder of Fit and Free Lifestyle. She's degreed in communication studies with a concentration in psychology and nutrition. She's also certified in theta healing, hatha, and vinyasa yoga. So ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Catherine Riley. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Jacqueline. Thank you so much for that fantastic intro.
Oh, you're welcome. I forgot, ladies and gentlemen, to introduce you to my special co-host for today. It's Brian Chow. He's helping me for the summer while he's here, but also he is part of our Teen to Parent Talk series where we have teens talk about what they're going through. So welcome, Brian.
Hi, Jacqueline. Thanks for having me again. I think this is a really great topic to talk about. I think that a lot of the messages are really, really prevalent, especially in today's society.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, now tell us a little bit about what was going on in your life, in your journey to digestive health wellness.
Sure. I especially want to just make one quick comment too about what you said in the beginning. I think it's really important to know the difference between an actual disorder versus, you know, just a food sensitivity. But the huge thing that we're going to get to a little later is really about how it all starts from the same place. It actually all starts from an imbalance. But I got into this, it actually has been kind of a lifelong adventure for me. But I was always a healthy kid, always felt fantastic. And I just started getting really sick. And my doctors didn't quite know why. I saw specialists up and down the coast. I was first diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, which I know a lot of kids are, you know, now being diagnosed with. So I know that's a huge thing. So I started that and I was told to not eat food that hurt my stomach. And that was just a really difficult thing to go from, right? Because everything was hurting my stomach. One day I would eat one thing and then the next day I'd eat leftovers of that one thing and I would all of a sudden feel sick. It made no sense. So I spent about 5 or 6 years just jumping into the study of food and really understanding what foods would feel good in my body. And it got to the point where I was avoiding so many things that I actually ran out of foods to eat. I remember specifically, yes. So I remember I was avoiding gluten, onion, garlic, dairy, fiber, all these inflammatory foods, all the FODMAPs. I mean, I had it down to such a strict diet that I was miserable.
Yeah, because you can't even eat food that you like anymore. Your body keeps reacting to
it. And I, at that point, I could actually count on my fingers the things I would buy at the store. And I had stopped going out for meals with friends. I started avoiding drinking alcohol altogether because that wasn't even an option at that point. And it really took a toll in every area of my life, even my relationships, even my career. I just had no energy.
Wow. Okay. I just realized when I was growing up, nobody was allergic to peanuts, dairy, and all of a sudden now, I mean, at my kids' school, you can't bring in peanuts, no nuts at all, because there's so many kids. It's just related to the digestive health, you think?
It definitely can. And it actually kind of stems from what I've learned is that it really isn't the food. So to end my story and round it out, I was really sick at that point, and I had actually just been diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, which is an autoimmune disease in which my colon was being attacked by itself. My body was attacking itself and creating ulcers, red spots of inflammation throughout my entire colon.
Oh no.
Exactly, right? So, you know, absorbing any food was just a very painful experience. And so what I learned from that experience was that, well, I don't want to get too ahead of myself. So I just wanted to add that I had this disease. I was on three different types of medication, avoiding all those foods, and I wasn't getting any better.
Okay.
And that was when I realized that something needed to change, and it wasn't my diet anymore. I had tried that for years. I spent 6 years avoiding all these different foods. And it was when I realized that I was not living the life that I wanted to be living, that really expressed who I was, that I was hiding behind this persona, and that this disorder was actually protecting me from that anxiety or frustration with how my life was, I realized that I wasn't living the life I wanted. And that is when I made a shift and a change.
So then what was your biggest influence?
So my biggest influence was actually my first mentor, who I did a 6-month program with her. And after 5 months, I got a call from my gastroenterologist who had done a second endoscopy and colonoscopy. And he called back and he said, "Catherine, your biopsies came back normal." And I just remember everything else that he said after that just kind of floated away. And it was in that moment that I knew I could either ask him, what should I do next, and be constantly looking for someone else to tell me what to do, or I could take that power back and move forward with that, knowing that I can take care of myself. And so it really shifted there when I threw those pills and medications into the trash in that moment. It was so pivotal in my life because I had now taken control of not only my body, but my lifestyle. And it's been, you know, years since that moment, and I can now happily eat kale and dairy and all that.
Awesome. You know, they say that stress is one of the factors for over 90% of diseases. And so you think stress is a mental, emotional part that creates all of these physical ailments. And from what I'm hearing, what you're saying is that there's a mental component to food sensitivity, to your digestive system. And it's not just something that's physical. And when you explore that part, that mental part is what, when things shifted.
Right. And so it's very, very important to have that healthy lifestyle already, right? Doing things that help promote that in the body, you know, eating well, exercising, all that's fantastic. But when there's a disconnect or an imbalance between who you are and how you feel in your body and that external environment, there's going to be conflict. And so I could do all the exercise and all the healthy eating and restrictive diets in the world, but that would not change my soul beliefs within me that were holding me back from moving forward. I had beliefs in my deep subconscious mind that were actually serving me to keep that disease. I did not subconsciously want to let it go, which is why when I work with my clients, they bounce back so fast. Within 2 sessions, they have so much more energy. They're out getting new jobs. They're out completely changing their perspectives on different relationships that weren't working for years. And so that is the power of really tapping into who you really are and letting go of those things. If you had asked me just a couple years ago if I was stressed, I would have looked at you and said, are you crazy? I'm living the life of my dreams. And I was so sick and so unhappy. And so I don't necessarily know if it's stress, but if it's a misalignment, if you're out of alignment.
Yeah. People think that stress is just like you're worried or your anxiety, but really stress has to do with all of that. You're not happy. You're not fulfilled. You're not in a state of alignment with your body, mind, and soul. And that's why you're not feeling good. What I've learned is that really it starts with the highest power, which is your spiritual self. When that gets disconnected, it moves down to your mental and then your emotional and then your physical. So once it manifests to something physical, it's the last thing that's happening. So you got to go back to the top and explore what got misaligned.
Yes.
And when you can clear that, the physical is just a symptom. It's kind of like having the flu. People take all this medication for their stuffy nose and all that stuff, but really you got to get rid of the virus. Once you get rid of the virus, all the symptoms go away. And the symptom is the physical ailments that we're talking here about today, about digestive. And it's so wonderful that you are a walking example that the physical symptom was just a symptom, and it was really something that you were misaligned of from a higher self.
Yeah, and I am completely a proponent of Western medicine. I come from a long line of doctors and I love them all dearly. I'm saying let's add another piece, because if our minds are in our brains and our brain controls our body, then why not attack it from both sides? Why not heal the external symptoms and wounds with healthy food and a healthy lifestyle? But then let's also notice what we're feeding our minds.
Yeah, yeah. Brian is at the University of Pennsylvania and he's getting into behavioral health as a major, you know, which is the mind work.
Like you said, I mean, there's a lot of factors and stressors that happen in a college campus that can really just lead a lot of people to adopt really unhealthy habits. I know that one issue that a lot of people have is not eating meals at certain points of the day. I know that there have been a lot of times when I've woken up and I didn't eat breakfast and I would skip meals just because I had to do stuff where I thought I had to do stuff. And I feel like when that kind of gets thrown out of balance, and that's kind of just opens the doors for a lot of really just bad things to happen health-wise.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I definitely agree with the message.
When you're not eating healthy, then it's going to affect the way you think and how you process things, I would think. So Catherine, tell us about why you think this is a problem right now. Why should people need to address it?
Yeah, I think it all ties in together, especially what was just said about skipping a meal. It manifests in very simple things, just as choosing a meal or choosing to exercise or even just a small allergy. Just, you know, I never thought much about the fact that my entire family had celiac disease, or I never thought much about the fact that I was having digestive issues, because it is so common. And it's funny to think that, you know, just a couple of years back, my friends and I would all go to a restaurant and we'd all have all these specifications when ordering. And I realized that that is common now. And I think it's definitely a combination of a couple different things. Our food sources are definitely a problem, but it's also the way that we're perceiving the world. Because I truly believe in my work and my experience, the way we digest food is simply a mirror to how we digest life. And so if we're running around worried about our next class, our next project, then yes, we are forgetting about eating, but there's a deeper underlying thing beneath that. It's, I need to learn to take care of myself. It's, I'm worthy to eat food. I'm worthy to take time for myself. I'm worthy to be supported and take a moment for me and to breathe. And when we're grounded and living in the flow of this positive lifestyle that really resonates with who we are, we have so much more energy. We're so much more in control of our lives. And so it really is a direct correlation to the ways that we are treating ourselves. It really does come back to our deep subconscious beliefs that have come from our families and our programming, and even just the beliefs of our ancestors, the ways that we've been raised generation through generation.
You know what? Those affirmations you gave was really powerful. I really like that. And my thought was like, when Brian was saying, like, he skipped a meal. Now, why did you skip a meal, Brian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually really like what you brought up, Catherine, about that underlying subconscious belief that I don't feel like I deserve to do this particular thing because I have to do, I have to go to this class or I have to do this project. And you kind of lose sight of your own wellness when you think about all the responsibilities that you have. And I feel like that's really interesting because there is a subconscious sort of tendency to think, I have to do this because this is more important than my own health. And that can be a very toxic mindset to get into.
Yeah, to say that feeding my body this meal is not as important as running to this class is a powerful statement that you're doing, that you made mm-hmm. when you skip that meal. So that's really, that was really powerful. Thank you. I had to take a moment to take that in. We'll have to go back and listen to those affirmations and write it down to say. And it'd be great if more college students listened to what you just said, because I remember as college student, I neglected my body all the time between tests and running to class and studying, mm-hmm. right? Doing all-nighters and just trying to stay up and not honoring your body for sleep.
Yes. And I completely resonate with that. I was really sick while in college. So this was exactly what I was going through. I was very sick in college, dealing with not only being, you know, I was on the board for tons of organizations, 3 or 4 different organizations. And, you know, you are very busy. You are very overwhelmed, I would say. But there's so many underlying beliefs beyond that. I was raised in a fantastic family that always sat down for dinner and it was great. But the skills that I had were not necessarily what I needed once I was on my own. And so my big thing that I want to leave everyone with is that you are all going on your own journey, right? Whether you're a parent or you're in college, and it's really up to you to get clear on the beliefs you are holding and the way you want to live your life, because we can go through our lives rushing and worried and believing these false beliefs, or we can actually invest in who we are becoming, because we already are that person. We're just peeling back the layers that we no longer need.
Very good. Thank you so much. You have some solution that our listeners can at least do right now. Can you tell us about some of these solutions?
Sure. Yes, I did want to leave the audience with 3 very easily digestible solutions. And my first recommendation is to really identify the problem. So if we're talking about food sensitivity, starting to recognize that that is a reality. So for a very long time, I pretended that I wasn't sick. And that didn't necessarily serve me because I didn't take any action. So I highly recommend to first identify that there's a problem. Just identify that you are uncomfortable eating certain foods or that certain situations do cause a little bit of stomach upset, and just recognize it, no judgment. The second recommendation is to bring awareness to the moments when the problem arises. A lot of doctors will recommend to keep a journal, and I recommend not wasting your time to do that. It's a really great concept, but in practice, at least for me, for years, that did not work. I tried apps, I tried journals, I tried everything. But the thing is, journaling is a fantastic tool, but we should not be journaling about the food we ate. We should be journaling about our awareness to those moments. So before, during, and after eating. So how did you feel in your body before you chose to go eat? How did you feel towards that food? Was your brain saying, oh my gosh, Catherine, how could you eat this sugary cake? Or was it thinking, you know, oh, this looks very nourishing and I'm very hungry. This will be perfect for my body and it'll fuel me for the rest of the day. So really tapping into awareness around our thoughts, our feelings, and how we feel in certain situations. And then third, to really visualize how you'd like to feel in that scenario. So if you're rushing out the door and you're very busy and you think, oh, I'll just skip breakfast, recognize how you'd rather feel in the morning. Maybe you'd rather wake up in the morning an hour or two early and really go through your day, maybe doing some journaling and you know, reading and enjoying a cup of tea with some, you know, toast and eggs. And maybe that's not what you want, but you can at least begin to understand what it would feel like if you took maybe even 10 more minutes in your morning to grab a granola bar. And so then we can start to actually make shifts in the life and in your lifestyle to start getting to a place where you feel great. And that's where I come in.
Okay, so tell us about that.
Yes. So I am a transformational coach, but my focus really is digestive wellness. And what I do with my clients is I have 3-month and 6-month programs where we work one-on-one and really get clear on the life you'd like to create. And I don't mean that in a let's paint a picture. I mean that in this is where you are now and this is how you're feeling and this is where you want to be. All right, let's do it. And I have had fantastic results, not only in my own body, obviously, but also in my clients who are saying, wow, after 2 sessions, they get a completely different job. Or, you know, after just a few months, they can eat those foods they were afraid of eating before because they had deep subconscious beliefs.
That's really powerful. And I know you do healing modalities like theta healing, which is more than just changing food or things like that. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yes. So I have, you know, worked in the past with understanding your diet and Ayurvedic energies, but I'm really shifting now in addition to those things, in addition to my certification in integral leadership, to actually bridging into theta healing, which is really the underlying gem of what I do. And that's really a type of modality that basically uses our highest consciousness, our highest sense of being, to really release and reintroduce new beliefs into our souls, into our beings, and to just let go of things that we no longer need energetically. And so in that way, we're energetically letting go of the weight we're holding on our shoulders, the weight we can't digest in our stomachs. It's really opening the body, releasing it, and letting things go to bring in what we really are meant to hold on to.
Wow, that's really powerful. Now, you were talking and you look so happy. I was thinking, like, what if you didn't change? You were going down a path that was very destructive. So there are people listening out there who think, oh, well, somehow it'll go away. They don't need to change.
Right. And, you know, I'm so grateful that you said that. I just started, my heart just went, oh, don't do that. I got so emotional. Yes, if I had not done that, I would still be on multiple types of medication. I would still be avoiding most everything in the grocery store. I would still be avoiding social situations out. I likely never would have gotten my certification in energy healing or in leadership at the Esalen Institute, or gone down this path of yoga or teaching fitness instruction. I wouldn't be hosting my own workshops and sharing this information that is so necessary for absolutely everyone on the planet. So I would likely still be in that place of really stuck and unhappy, where I was pushing people I loved away. I was angry, and I'd likely still be there, angry and frustrated and really low on energy. I'd still be working in PR or marketing and
still just unhappy.
Yeah,
and miserable.
Still unhappy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And very afraid to show my body, or, you know, I'd definitely be dealing with a lot of that stomach issues, but also would not be able to communicate this to you. I would not be open-minded to share this very emotional experience with you now.
And I think that's what people don't realize, is when you're in that life, like you said before, if someone asked you, are you stressed? You would think, no, not at all. And you probably said, I'm happy, right? People always say I'm happy in their situation until they get out of it. The smokers who smoke a pack a day say they can't stop. But then when they do, they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. The people that lose a lot of weight, they're like, why didn't I do this sooner, right? And so you're saying the same thing, like, it's so different. And so for those of the people out there who are listening, really, I think you made a really good point. Really look at yourself and be real. be aware of where you are and look at what the underlining problem is, because that's a lot of weight that you could be dropping.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with everything that you just said, Catherine. I think that's really good to be aware of, because like you said, a lot of people think that they're fine in whatever situation they're in, but once they finally are able to step out of that, they can really look back and say, wow, like I was in a rough place then, even though I thought I was able to get it all done and I was able to get it through it all, like really taking a step back and just looking at it and saying, is this really where I want to be?
Yeah.
And just really thinking critically about that versus where you really feel like you'd like to be.
And the younger you can start, the better, because these are habits and behaviors and stories that you're putting in your head. And one quote I always love that Tony Robbins says is, change your belief, change your life. The belief is the story that you tell, and you end up believing that. And the younger you can start changing that story, the quicker your life is going to change. Look at you.
Exactly.
You're an example of that.
Exactly. And I really just want to reinforce that at that time, I did not know there was a reality where I would be free of this digestive disorder. I was told you would have this forever. People don't just say, oh, you'll have ulcerative colitis for a couple of years. No, it's a lifelong disorder. And so I just want to reinforce that it's not just the beliefs and it's not just a shift in perspective. It really is the deep belief.
Yep.
Because it served me. It was holding me in a safe space in the same way that a smoker might really enjoy how the cigarette allows him his own space to just relax and be himself and breathe deeply. Yeah. So the question is, do you want to continue smoking, or do you want to feel that in a completely different way that actually opens up your life to so many more transformative possibilities?
Right. You have to find that secondary gain, because that smoker is getting a gain in the second way. So that's why they keep smoking and eaters keep eating and, you know, other habits that are destructive to the body. But before we end, I do want to ask you about some of your future projects so that the listeners can reach out and learn more about it.
Sure. Most of my workshops are all on my website, fitandfreelifestyle.com. Anyone can check out my website and sign up for my workshops. But the most important thing that I'm doing right now is I recently launched my online programs, so you can be anywhere in the world and work with me one-on-one or with a group. And if you're interested at all in any of these opportunities, you can schedule a completely free consultation with me at fitandfreelifestyle.youcanbook.me. And other than that, I'm creating some fantastic collaborations. I'm a blog contributor on digestion and body-mind connection at sportlux.com. That's sportlux.com. I'm collaborating with an author and colleague of mine to host a San Diego-based Women's Catalyst event this summer, and looking forward to a couple other things in the making. So just watch out on social media at Fit and Free Lifestyle with an underscore for Instagram.
We're going to have Catherine's website and phone number and Facebook link in the show notes. You just scroll down and you can just click on the link. If the listeners have any question, can they just contact you for questions?
Yes, of course. And I definitely recommend just going on to fitandfreelifestyle.youcanbook.me, because you can easily find a time to chat with me for free and we can get really clear on how I can help.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Catherine. Thank you, Brian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Catherine. That was really...
So any last word before we go, Catherine? Any shout out?
All I have to say to everyone is really enjoy your life and your body right now, exactly how it is. We always try and strive for something, which is fantastic, but it really starts from inside. So sharing that love with everyone is really important. And I look forward to meeting any of you who have any interest in really transforming your lives and your digestion and really just living your highest and best lifestyle.
Thank you, listener. Keep on learning and keep on growing.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Go to parentpumpradio.com and click on the pink box on the top of our homepage to listen to our new and archived shows. To be instantly notified of new episodes, subscribe to our RSS feed. The RSS feed button is located at the top of the page where all our shows are featured. And after listening to the show, go to parentpumpradio.com or our Facebook page to leave your comments, questions, and topic suggestions. And while you're at our website, sign up to receive a free gift. Until next time, have a wonderful week.